The Human Rights Law Centre delivered a statement to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva overnight, raising concerns about the federal government's policy on asylum seekers and its attitude towards the UN. The lawyers are urging the council to consider Australia's current performance on human rights issues as the nation bids for a council seat in 2018. They say the government's stance on human rights at home is incompatible with its pronouncements on the world stage. Samantha Donovan reports.
Australia is aiming to win a seat on the UN's Human Rights Council for the first time in 2018, but the Human Rights Law Centre says the nation's human rights record is deteriorating and the federal government is becoming increasingly belligerent when criticised by UN bodies. Last night, the centre delivered a statement to the Human Rights Council in Geneva outlining its concerns. Anna Brown is the centre's Director of Advocacy.
We're bringing to the council's attention the recent statements by Prime Minister Tony Abbott that Australians are sick of being lectured to by the United Nations, and also the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton dismissing the same UN report as absolute rubbish. So we're very concerned that there's a widening gulf between Australia's domestic actions and the statements that the government actually makes to the international community about its human rights record.
The centre's statement was made as part of a process which allows national human rights institutions to highlight to the Human Rights Council issues it may wish to raise with the country as part of its four-yearly periodic review. Anna Brown says the federal government's recent criticism of Australia's Human Rights Commission was also pointed out to the council.
I think it's really important that the council is made aware of the concerning attacks on the independence and functioning of the Australian Human Rights Commission. They're concerning in their own right, but it's even more important because over in Geneva, Australia has actually been at the forefront of discussions about the importance of ensuring independence of human rights institutions. It's led resolutions that are now acting in a way that's grossly incompatible with such resolutions. So it's really important that mismatch between international statements and action and domestic action is actually highlighted at this forum.
Anna Brown says the federal government's current disdain for the UN is likely to affect Australia's chances of being elected to the Human Rights Council.
I mean, if Australia actually develops a reputation for snubbing UN processes and making the sorts of comments that have been made in recent times and letting its human rights standards slide, our chances of being elected are going to be damaged. I think it's really important if Australia is trying to promote itself as a human rights leader that its actions actually live up to those ideals, and at the moment they clearly are not.
The UN Human Rights Council will conduct its periodic review of Australia's performance in November.
Samantha Donovan.